Welcome to the Integration Podcast, your guide to enterprise integration.
So I'm here at SAPTA in Stockholm and together with Udo Palsa, and that's actually one of the names that I think I'm able to pronounce. Obviously there's a lot of things going on with cloud, but I think a lot of the customers also considering what's going on the premise PI. So Udo, thanks for being on the show with such short notice. Mm-hmm. Would you share a little about yourself? I guess most people would know who you are and what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Thanks so much, Daniel. It's really great to meet you here in Stockholm at the International Day of Integration together with the SAP Swedish User Group Conference. Really great. As you mentioned, so my name is Udo Palz. I'm a product manager for integration capabilities running on the SAP Cloud Platform as well as on SAP process orchestration or on-premise integration platform. And as you already mentioned, so we have a roadmap for process orchestration. We have 11,000 plus customers on PI. So there's a strong commitment, you know, that we need to keep on supporting PI as well. So as one example, we have the reuse of cloud integration content from SAP Cloud Platform integration on SAP process orchestration. So the 750 customers can reuse cloud integration content on-premise, so we don't leave our customers alone. Yeah. So we downport also the new features of SAP Cloud Platform integration onto PI 750.
Yeah, and I think that's actually one of the things that allow you to give you some flexibility in what you're doing, because the PI is really a mature product, mm-hmm. and if you're doing any changes to it or adding, maybe you can add a few features here and there without a lot of impact. But if you're doing a major overhaul or something like that, customers would have a problem with that. So it's probably a good idea that you have this CPI as a, I don't know, a mode two integration broker that you run on premise.
Right. And you run it together with your PI 750 installation. So you get it together with the PI 750 installation, and you can leverage then the new capabilities of SAP Cloud Platform integration. You have a much more flexible pipeline. So you can also design your own integration scenarios in the cloud and then have the benefit of running them also on premise for those customers who still have requirements to run their scenarios on-premise.
Yeah, and I think that's definitely what we hear at the conference, that a lot of people still have this hybrid thing. We have our old legacy system. We want to be able to continue running our PI scenarios. And I think from a development perspective, that's actually still a lot of scenario where it makes sense to make PI. Michael Kraftjek also mentioned in the beginning, he would see that we will still be creating PI content and development for the next foreseeable future. A powerful platform for some scenario, and the flexibility you then got from the CPI. I guess one of the things also is this, what's going on in the future, what's the roadmap on the PI?
Yes, that's also a very good question. Thanks for bringing this up, Daniel. I know so many customers have questions. So how do we continue with PI? So as mentioned, we have 11,000 plus customers on PI, so strong commitment. Some customers have more than 10,000 interfaces live on PI. So we definitely need to keep on supporting PI. So we plan to have a new release of PI together with the next NetWeaver shipment in the next few years. So we have some platform dependencies like with Oracle, Microsoft, IBM for the databases, operating systems, Java Development Kit. So considering all these boundary conditions in the next few years, we plan to have a next version of PI.
But the main focus of that would just be CPI development and that platform that will be continued improved. There will be some newer improvement going on. But as a customer, what should I be looking forward? What should I take away from this?
Yeah.
What should I prepare myself for in the
That's also a very good question. Thanks, Daniel, for bringing this up as well. So customer need to plan also their future roadmap now on integration, so the integration strategy. So we have this integration solution advisor, which provides guidelines via the CIO, this CIO guide for integration. That's definitely a good decision point. Then also we keep on investing a lot, of course, on SAP Cloud Platform integration. So at least for new scenarios, when they are cloud-related, we should definitely consider also SAP Cloud Platform integration and maybe slowly at least use the design time of SAP Cloud Platform integration now to design new scenarios, enjoy the benefits of all the new features that we have on for SAP Cloud Platform integration on a regular basis, and then either run them also in the cloud, or if they have requirements to continue to run their scenarios on-premise, then run these scenarios in a PI system, 750 and higher. Mm-hmm.
So, and I guess, well, there was also for the next major release, two or three capability that you mentioned, that the BIM, the BPM, and the dual stack option, that would fade away or possibly not be there?
That's a question, yeah. So this is what we're currently evaluating. It could well be that due to legal reasons, we need to keep on supporting all three installation options, double stack, PI single stack, as well as the combined PO stack, so PI plus BPM plus BRM. This is what we're currently evaluating. So this is still open.
So if a customer has comments on that, they can reach out to the normal channels, user groups, stuff like that.
They can always reach out to us. That would be highly welcome. Any feedback from customers, any dependencies on ABAP stack, like ABAP mappings, ABAP-based CCBPM, any high-end BPM scenarios, you can also evaluate whether you can also reuse the enterprise integration patterns that we provide out of the box with CPI, with SAP Cloud Platform Integration. There we also the common use orchestration capabilities like gather, split, merge are also available in CPI. So customers could also evaluate whether it's not a valid option to remodel those scenarios.
Yeah, and I think when I'm doing implementation, half of them have been like user-centric and the other half have just been because the PI wasn't flexible enough and that you got with the CPI doing that. So there may be some improvements. Mm-hmm. Then obviously not everybody is on 7.31 or 7.5, they're on 7.11. We heard a customer case on 7.1. And consider what should they be doing. How do you actually, is it go to the single stack PI and then try these things? Or what's the best approach for these customers with legacy things?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Also, thanks for addressing this, Daniel. So definitely, so the only release which is supported until 2024 is PI 7.15 at the moment, until we get the new PI release in the next couple of years. So customers definitely should upgrade to the latest
7.5.
Yeah, I mean, we have the automated test tool available with 7.31 SPX. So this could be an option to upgrade. So if customers are on 7.31 and higher, then they can wait until we have the automated test tool available. Older customers definitely need to upgrade. And then as we still evaluate, you know, which options should be good, definitely what customers should definitely try to get rid of would be any ABAP dependencies. So ABAP mappings as well as CCBPM can definitely replace the process orchestration capabilities.
I was hearing some customers that take it that had a lot of ABAP mappings because there wasn't really a guideline in that period of time what was going on, and I think there was a lot of modding with what was best coming from a Java background. It's never anything I got to do, but I see it from time to time. Yes. Some people have found it easier to do, but yeah. So do a migration either in place or upgrade, depending on what kind of capabilities they want.
They have and which risk option they have. No? So upgrade on the in-place upgrade, of course, is a higher risk. No? But of course, if you have a migration strategy, if you set up a new PI system, of course, a migrate and scenario after scenario is also a very valid approach, but it takes longer. And of course, now you have the two installations side by side running for quite some time.
So I think that was also one of the the present thing they presented here, that one of the customers had done a 7.1 to 7.5, and they had still 10% running on the old system, and just because it's too difficult to move, or where there were some dependencies. So, but at least they got the new platform and can start developing on that, and that's probably making it a lot easier. So are there any other things? I guess one of the things, and I guess that's something that customers probably also figure out, that and the messaging and what we've talking here, that most of the development is going into the cloud. So where should customers try that out, or how does that work out?
Yes, so as you rightly mentioned, so currently we have a cloud first strategy, so we invest a lot into SAP Cloud Platform integration. So one good option, if customers would like to either to reuse existing cloud integration content, we deliver 900 plus artifacts out of the box for any for any CPI license, for any SAP Cloud Platform integration license. So they can either opt to reuse prepackaged integration content, or they can try out these new design time capabilities that we have with SAP Cloud Platform integration, and then deploy it in the on-premise PI system.
So what you're saying, if you got, but you need the PO CPU-based license or core-based license, right? Not the old.
That it doesn't matter. Actually, from a PI perspective, it doesn't matter which license they have. But additionally, they also need to have a CPI license. So any license would do it, a partner license.
Okay, but that's, if I look at the cloud pricing, it's like 500, 600 euros really a month. Okay. So compared to a PI license, it's you can get that for quite a number of years.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is a very good starting point to learn more about SAP Cloud Platform integration and deploy also this cloud integration content, what you design there on your on-premise PI system.
I was just considering whether or not we should expand it a little. We got like 7 minutes left before we need to. So one of the other things obviously here is they talked a lot about the hybrid platform, the iPaaS, and one of the things that were mentioned from Rosetta Gartner's group was that you don't have just one tool anymore, that you need to find the right tool for the right platform or for the right solution. And I guess that's what you're trying to do with the iPaaS.
Yes, exactly. So you rightly mentioned down here, so we have also our iPaaS offering, so SAP's iPaaS offering, iPaaS Integration Platform as a Service, is our SAP Cloud Platform Integration Suite, which is a bundle of different integration capabilities. So as also Gartner rightly mentioned, so there's not one size fits all tool. So also all these tools or platform services, they have different capabilities. Like I always like to compare it, a truck with a fast sports car, a truck, you can move heavy loads, terabytes, gigabytes of data nicely whenever you need to transport your big data. So this would be a typical data integration scenario overnight, bulk.
We don't care, but just that to get it. Yeah.
Just get it done. Time is not so critical, while with process integration scenarios, you usually move very small data, but it's time critical. Synchronous scenarios, very often where a person sits in front of a screen, waits for a response, for example. So these will be process integration scenarios, and these have completely different requirements to the service. That's why we also provide different services with exactly those capabilities that are needed for these typical integration patterns. And we have also an IoT platform to take care of device management, device onboarding, where we have yet a complete different set of requirements.
Yes, a different use case kind of thing.
Completely different use cases. And there's API management, where you want to govern all your APIs, protect them, define policies, how often an API can be called. It's completely different use cases. API management can also be used across your different domains, like process integration, data integration, mobile integration. So there, as Gartner also rightly mentioned, and it's even, and also Gartner acknowledges our SAP Cloud Platform Integration Suite as true iPaaS, and we don't have to have the same tool.
It's not just one tool, it's a lot of different components. And that's also what everybody else has.
Exactly.
They have something, and you would see if it matches your requirement or where you want to fit those things into.
Exactly. What is important, though, that is our services are nicely integrated with each other. You can navigate from one service into another service, that the tooling behaves, at least on the web tooling environment, on the user interface. Similarly, that you can navigate between the different services and that you can reuse at least the artifacts from these different components. That's crucial. And the underlying runtime environments, they can be completely different, and there will be tomorrow yet other services where we need to be quickly on the market, and probably maybe another acquisition which has a complete different
or license, whatever, like you have with the open connectors and stuff like that. So
exactly, yeah.
Because there's a market. Mm-hmm. So I guess if customers have a requirements, they would come to you and say, SAP, please add this to the list.
Exactly. Yeah. So we are always welcome to receive requirements from our customers. And the benefit of one of the benefits of the cloud is that we can react on customer demand much faster. In the premise world, it took years to develop a new...
I definitely remember the first time I went to take it, we saw the new support package of XI 3.0 SP something, and you knew that it'll take a year before you could get it installed on your own system. Now I was able to try Open Connectors just when it was released, so that
it's a super benefit. Yeah, we have a trial program available for the Open Connectors. Right, so this also shows us also how flexible we are, and how dynamic we must be, that we need to, enormous number of new SAP, new non-SAP applications. Every week there pop up new cloud applications here and there, so we cannot build adapters for all these different non-SAP applications that we don't even know of. So this is a very valid argument to have these open connectors, which provide us a flexible option to integrate with these non-SAP applications very fast and smoothly.
Yeah, I spent a couple of hours on the weekend figuring out it, because I had a one-hour presentation here at the SAPS event sharing a little about what it works. And then there were some challenges I found along the way, but in general, it worked as you say, and was... For some scenario, it makes really sense, because you don't need to read their API documentation. You just have a customer generic, and you can send it to multiple different systems. So that part I really liked about it. Any closing things we should end with?
Yeah, it's really super. Thanks so much for doing this podcast ad hoc. We did not prepare it at all, so it's really great talking to you. Daniel, and as always, so there's a roadmap for PI, so we continue to invest into PI. However, most investments on our integration platform go into SAP Cloud Platform Integration. So our customers looking more strategic, they definitely should consider also SAP Cloud Platform Integration.
And there will be some of those things also running on different IBM or whatever at some point in time.
Right, so currently, so we have also a multi-cloud strategy, so we are already in better availability for SAP Cloud Platform Integration on AWS. We plan to be next year, in the first half year, available on general availability on AWS, as well as afterwards on Google Cloud Platform and Microsoft Azure. So we have a multi-cloud strategy, and we even already have requests for private cloud deployment options. So maybe if you have the chance to listen to the TechEd keynote in Las Vegas, there Bernd Leukert mentioned also the multi-cloud support that we are working on, and the private cloud deployment options together with IBM and Atos.
Okay, yeah.
So here also down the road, we definitely also plan to have
one or more of the cloud platform integration suite products
on with private cloud deployment options.
Cool. Thanks, Udo, for being on the show, and thanks for being on such short notice. I'm really happy that we got to have this this chat here. Sorry for there was some noise in the background, but I think that it was a good way we got around a lot of these things, and thanks for being on the show.
And thank you, Daniel, for the interview.
Thanks. So if you like this show, please share it, like it, and we really appreciate the feedback. So thanks for listening.